You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This is Scala with Travelling. We've got Chelsea Prestiti in the studio. Kia ora, Chelsea. How are you?
Kia ora. Kalimera.
Oh, it's so nice to have you up here today. And we've got some exciting things in the world of Scala to talk about. You've got a brand new song out, which is called I Never Knew. It's rocketed up to number 2 in the BFM Top 10.
So lovely.
And you're heading off on tour to celebrate this track and all the other cool things you're working on. Tell us a bit about what is happening at Scala HQ at the moment.
Okay. Well, yes, we are going on tour. We've got got our first tour date tomorrow in Auckland, home to Tamaki Makaurau, and that's at Wine Cellar. And then we're off to Christchurch for the 4th of August via O3 Sessions, which is like a sort of a music collective down there that have sussed us a gig. I think we're doing a uni workshop there as well.
That's awesome.
I think we are doing a uni workshop. So if you're a jazz uni cat in Christchurch, you will hopefully be there.
Very cool.
And then on the 6th of August, we're playing at Rogue and Vagabond in Wellington, in Pōneke. I'm trying to get my te reo up.
That's good. You're doing great.
Thanks. I'm trying. And then we've got another show in Tauranga, which is my hometown, on the 12th of August. And we have a music video as well.
Yes.
That's been directed by Sports Team.
So many things going on.
Yeah, by Annabelle.
And when we spoke to you last, we were talking a bit about you've got some sort of newer voices in the Skeela lineup. And
yes,
there's a bit of a not necessarily a change in cast, because you've been kind of rehearsing and performing with them for a wee while. But what's it going to be like, I guess, performing as a new sort of unit with these new songs as well? How's that feeling?
Oh, well, I'm so excited because the two BV singers that I've got, it's been hard to pin down personnel because singing backing vocals is a big commitment.
Totally.
And so we've had some wonderful people who've had to go on and do their own thing. And so we've got Helen and Lea, who are two wonderful singers who actually I taught at the university. I was actually just talking to you about it before.
Yes.
They were two vocal majors that I taught them for the 3 years, and the whole time I was just like, holy crap, these two are just...
Good.
Oh my god.
How do I perform with them?
Their blend, their ears, their harmonic sensibilities, their timing, everything. And also they're just such a great pair. They're such a fun hang. And they're also really close friends as well. So it's
been
a really nice dynamic to have in the band. Yeah. Helen's just really, really funny, and Lea was in before, and she's like, how to describe her, like, she's shy at first, but then when you get to know her, like, she's super vivacious. I just adore them both. Yeah, it's been really awesome teaching them the material and getting it on the bandstand.
It feels like a very exciting time for you guys as a band, because you've got this new material, you've got these new voices in there, and we are able, it's still a bit ruckus, obviously, mask up and be safe if you're going out to gigs, but it's so nice to be able to go out to gigs, isn't it?
Oh, I so miss the music scene. It was killing me in the end.
Yeah, I know. And I think everybody who loves music didn't realise how much we were missing it until you get back into that space.
Yes.
And there's something about voices being the centre of a sound that also is quite moving, I think, for audiences, because you're sort of there with you, watching you perform, hearing these amazing harmonies and going, oh my god, a human voice is doing that. That's quite quite wild. What's it been like to rehearse this? Because it must be amazing for you to be relearning these parts and singing it with new voices and also, new tracks.
It's so pertinent to what is going on. You're like a mind reader. Yeah, it's like, I mean, the album material is actually what I'm kind of currently teaching Helen and Lea, and I can't believe how quickly they pick it up. It's absolutely mind-boggling. I'm like, oh god, I think we're gonna have to rehearse this for months and months. No, they just pick it up like that. But yeah, it's been really crazy because those songs have been on hold in the album for like 2 years, like everybody else's material.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's had a similar experience, and so for me as well, I'm like, crikey, I wrote that and I wrote that, and oh my god, and I'm trying to almost sort of keep up with my own sort of stash of stuff that I wrote, and then as I'm teaching them. So yeah, it's been a wild ride.
Totally. Tell us a wee bit about I Never Knew. It's a really amazing, classically beautiful Skeela track.
Oh shucks.
What was going on for you when you wrote this? Where did it come from? What was the inspiration?
Oh well, I mean, so Mikey and I co-write, or sometimes I'll bring in tunes of my own, but this one was one of the ones that Mikey had written, this beautiful chord progression, and he tells me he was listening to a lot of Prince at
cool.
the time, so there's this kind of like, and it's crazy because I was listening to a lot of Chaka Khan and Michael McDonald.
Oh, so good.
At that kind of moment in my life, and I was also in a very happy place. I'm still in a very happy place, but I was like standing at my window in my bathroom smoking my cigarette. I smoke cigarettes out the bathroom window. And then I was just thinking about my partner, Cullum, who is the recording engineer of this project.
Mm.
So everything's all very integrated.
as most good scenes are.
Yeah, and he's been my partner for like 5 years, no, 6 years now. And I was like staring out the window, just thinking about him and feeling really happy and thinking. And all the lyrics kind of came to me, and I was yeah, I don't know. It was just like a very, it's a very sentimental, very a meaningful tune for me. But
oh,
it's
that's
also,
so nice.
Yeah, but it's also kind of a basic love song. As well, and I'm okay with that.
That's good, though. That's why we always come back to, like, I'm putting quote marks around a basic love song because I don't think there's anything basic about it. But,
that's,
you know,
very sweet.
That's why songs are all about those things, because they're, you know, they're big feelings and they're things that all people feel at one time or another. So that's why they resonate too, you know.
Quite right, yeah.
Hard Out. Tell us about the video process. Obviously, Annabelle and Callum Off Sports Team are longtime buddies of you guys. What was it like working with them in a video-making capacity?
Oh, it was just delightful. Oh, we had such a good time. We actually ended up filming it at me and Cullum's house, or flat, above a curtain and blinds warehouse in East Tamaki.
Amazing.
That's where we live. And it was just a really great process. I mean, they, you know, Annabelle's amazing. She had so much vision, and like just watching them, because I've you know, never actually get to see them make music videos and
no.
do what they do until we have them for ourselves. And so, yeah, watching Annabelle like explain some of the shots that we have in the video was just like, how is your brain doing this?
Yeah.
I was like, you're like, it's like a Rubik's Cube. I was like, wow. You know, and then Callum was amazing. We were just talking about this before. He was director of photography. And
the
so
DOP.
The DOP. And so he was kind of, you know, like walking around with lights everywhere and like kind of being really nimble all around the room. And then we had Lara Daly on makeup. And oh, it was just magic.
So yeah. Special to be able to make something like that with friends as well. And as you say, see them in their professional space and be like, oh, God, you're really good. God, that's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was really funny as well, because Annabelle, like the night before, because I was like, oh, let me know if I can help with anything. And you know, the night before, she was like, I want to collect a whole bunch of aloe vera plants from Jordan and her flat's driveway. They've said, but we can take as much as we like. And so like the night before, we packed like both of our cars full of aloe vera cuttings.
Oh my
like,
God.
Big chunky ones. Like it was enormous.
It's amazing.
We had to like lug it all up to our flat, and it was
sunburn
just like,
beware.
Such a yeah. weird way to spend like 8 p.m. on a evening, just like
that's when you
aloe vera.
Know you're like, we've either lost our minds or we're about to make some really good art.
Quite right. Yeah.
I definitely remember helping a friend like carry sand from a sandbag somewhere and be like, I hope this art's good.
It's
like,
a fascinating window into music video making, because it's like it's so variable. You never know what's going to happen or
exactly.
what you're going to be doing. It cracked
for,
me up
for sure. Chelsea, I reckon we better have a listen to the new song now. I never knew. And tomorrow, Wine Cellar tickets still available.
I hope so, yes.
So if you want to grab them, I think Under the Radar is the place to go. Yes. Always a good spot to find the details of what's happening in our fine city. Thanks for coming in, Chelsea, and
thank
enjoy
you.
Your tour.
Oh, shucks, thanks.
Me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.